Ayers Rock in Central Australia captures the hearts of most visitors. More popularly known as Uluru, it is the greatest single piece of exposed rock on the Earth's surface, having a circumference of 9.4 kilometres and a height of 348 metres.
From dawn to dusk, the rock dramatically changes through various colours as the direction and type of the sun's rays change. At dawn, when viewed from the usual tourist vantage point to the west of Uluru, the rock appears purplish. This is because the rock is illuminated by short wavelength sunlight which has been bounced off the atmosphere.
During the day, the rock is lit by the full spectrum and appears brown. At sunset, only red light shines on the rock, the other colours having been scattered off by the atmosphere. This enhances the natural reddish glow of the rock. As the sun dips below the horizon, a dark purple band moves up Uluru. This is the Earth's shadow.
The rock achieves its famous red colour and flaky surface because of the chemical decay of the minerals and mechanical erosion. Ayers Rock contains Arkose, which is a coarse-grained sandstone. The rusting of iron in Arkose causes the famous red rusty colour of the exposed surface. This is also called oxidation.
The popularity of Ayers Rock as a tourist attraction has a scientific explanation, and now we know why. Over the ages has captured the many hearts of those who have been in Central Australia again and again. With thanks to Earth and Sky and the National Science Foundation, where Lana and Helen of Mac Robson Girls High School, young producers for Earth and Sky.